alien menace. The end result had been a ramshackle, hastily slapped together new bureaucracy, just what the country didn't need. With, to make things perfect, a newly appointed director whose chief qualification for the post seemed to be nothing more than that Helen Garnett was more ambitious than Lucifer and had superb skills when it came to political infighting and backstabbing within the Beltway. Needless to say, the existing security agencies had been exceedingly disgruntled by the situation, and, needless to say, had immediately retaliated when Garnett demanded they provide her with the required security personnel. No doubt some competent people had made the transfer as well. But from what Miggy could see, the PSA had become a classic instance of what federal employees meant by the slang term turkey farm. The CIA, the FBI, and everyone up to and including the Coast Guard had found a great place to transfer every lackwit, goofball, and loose screw in their ranks. Without thinking, he turned his head and shouted, "Marie! Help! I need coffee!" But there was no clatter, no cheerful obscenity-laden reply from the outer office. Instead, rather timidly, a head peered around the door. Not Marie Jackson or Marie Jackson's style. "Sir?" Miggy bit back his response. It was not Rachel Clements's fault that Marie wasn't in the front office. Rachel was just a temp with a great security clearance, who'd replaced Marie after she'd gone on sick leave, with no skills in the coffee-making department, unfortunately. On the bright side, she was pleasant enough. Unlike the troll out of Brothers Grimm the security establishment had thrust onto him last time, before he got Marie.
"Forget it, Rachel. Look, I'll need you to place two calls for me. Colonel Frank McNamara of the 101st and Professor Jerry Lukacs. If you fail to get Jerry at his own number, try De Beer's apartment." He allowed himself a small smile. "It's just possible that he might be there."
She nodded. "Yes, sir. Mrs. Jackson called while you were on the other line to the PSA. She said she didn't want to waste her life on hold. She said to tell you that she and Lamont are coming in this morning. She said she needs to talk to you."
Miggy smiled.
"Well, that's one piece of good news."
"She didn't sound too happy," said Clements doubtfully. "Not like herself at all."
Liz De Beer, marine biologist, graduate of both Cape Town and Rhodes Universities, which had taught her a lot less than her time at sea as a scientific observer, especially about explosives, wondered just how she could deal with someone who was definitely not a morning person. She tended to wake up when it got light and crash early. As long as she had the caffeine kickstart, she was even reasonably good-tempered in the morning. The man sleeping peacefully next to her, on the other hand, considered midday way too early, and first light not a bad time to go to sleep. Liz had to admit that was Jerry Lukacs' most serious fault. Other than a major inability to speak anything but academies in public. Granted, he wasn't a beefcake, although he had built some impressive, wiry muscle in the myth worlds. Still, he was as solid as a rock when you needed him, and one of the few men she couldn't walk all over, mentally, physically, or in terms of courage. That had to be worth some tolerance of nocturnal behavior, she figured. She decided she'd give him until 8:30. She was due another thrilling day with the U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Service, La Migra, as Sergeant Anibal Cruz called them. The phone rang. That was possibly another call from the South African embassy. Funny, the South African government, who had been their usual unhelpful selves when she'd needed them, were falling all over themselves to get her home when she didn't want to go. Jerry said that wasn't an African, but a worldwide phenomena. She wasn't sure that was helpful information, but La Migra were doing their best to prove him right. Jerry hadn't even stirred, although the phone was an inch and a half from his ear. She reached over him and snagged it.
"Hello, Liz De Beer speaking. I'm trying to reach Dr. Jerry Lukacs for Professor Tremello," said the American Midwest accent on the other end.
"Well, he is here," admitted Liz. "But actually speaking to him before he's had coffee is probably a lost cause.